Welcome to The Clinical Entrepreneur, a business podcast that's dedicated to healthcare practitioners just like you who are hustling every day to build a business and a life you're proud of. Join me, Rhonda Nelson, as I share my own experiences and extract actionable advice from industry experts about what it takes to build and scale a profitable wellness practice. Well, hello, my friend. Welcome to another episode of the Clinical Entrepreneur Podcast. I am your host, Rhonda Nelson, and I am so glad that you joined me today. Once again, we've got another topic that kind of has to do with that internal structure or system of your business, and that is, how do you prepare for things that you aren't sure going to happen or not happen? Those uncertainties, and certainly 2020 has been a very rocky, uncertain year. None of us would have predicted that this year was going to look like this back in January, but here we are at the end of the year, or closing into the end of the year, and things are still quite uncertain. And as a business owner, that can be even more unsettling because not only do we have a business that we need to run and patients we need to take care of, but we depend on that business for our livelihood, for financial stability, to take care of our family. And if you have staff or a team that you have around you, then you also are responsible for those families. So it can be even more unnerving, especially when you're just not sure what's happening in the world and why. What do you do to prepare for that way ahead of time? Because it may or may not, we don't know what the future holds. And whatever's happening today is what's happening today. But we don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. So how do we prepare now for what might happen? Now, I'm not a doomsday kind of person. Just not my thing. I am absolutely a glass is half full all the time. It's always 3/4 full or 7/8 full. So I'd rather have that perspective on how I can prepare for the future from a glass is half full. So what are the things that we can do right now today to help us prepare for the uncertainty that we don't know is going to happen in the future, but we can still do all of these things today that will get us set up for a very successful future, whatever that looks like. So number one, build connections outside of your practice. There's this external relationship that I've talked about before, but it's so important to have connections and communication pathways open with members of your community, other business owners, local nonprofits, even your own colleagues. If you're an acupuncturist, you need to be connecting with other acupuncturists. If you're a chiropractor, same thing. If you're a DO, same thing. Create those relationships because when things get tough and tight and you need somewhere to go for a little bit of emotional support, or those connections can be life-saving connections when we're in the middle of a panic. So creating those external connections, very, very important. So some of the things you could think about, as I said, peer-to-peer connections, B2B connections, so business to business. So what other businesses in your area do something similar to you that you might be able to partner with and just befriend them? You're not asking for anything. I'm not talking about networking like, hey, I'm a chiropractor. I'd like to come in and offer a chiropractic service to your employees. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about creating relationship for the sake of relationship, creating connection within your external community. Not because you have anything to sell, but just because you want to connect and create the relationship. If you come with a, I would like to serve you, how can I help you grow your business? That other person is going to be much more receptive to what you have to say. I'm going to take a little tangent here. Have you ever been on Instagram or on Facebook and you get a message that says, hey, I saw your post and I wanted to let you know I've got this great widget for this thing and I also am in your space and I would like you to check out my thing. Really? No. Why? why would I ever click or why would I ever go check you out? You didn't come in offering to help. What you did was you came in saying, I want you to do something for me. And that's the wrong way to go about it, my friend. The better way is to go to that other B2B person, to the other chiropractor. How can I serve you? We're all in this together here in the community, and I want to build a relationship. How can I help you? That's how we build connection, by giving first and not doing the ask. Those relationships will pay off down the road, because what we want to do is play the long game. How can we invest now to be able to collectively benefit each other down the road? So that's number one. Build connections, create that support network outside of your business. The second thing is more internal, and that has to do with your patients. And you've heard me talk about this before. I'm so passionate about this. You have to stay in communication with your patients or clients. It's essential. Nurturing and building a relationship means that we talk. So you want to think about the relationship you have with your patients, almost like a marriage. How are you communicating with them and in turn asking for them to communicate with you? Well, their communication happens when they come in for an appointment, or they call your office and ask you a question about an herb or a supplement or some support that you can give them, or their pain, or whether they need ice or heat, or whatever the questions might be. You're providing information to them just like they're asking you for information. So staying in communication on a regular basis is vital. And we want to make the communication that we set up with them about them and their journey. It's not about us. So when you are emailing or you're calling or you're nurturing, you're building that community, that communication with your patients or clients, you want to make it about them. When you have a break in that communication, when there's silence, just like in a marriage, you always think, what happened? We were talking, but what happened? Silence creates a vacuum. And when silence creates a vacuum, especially in a doctor or practitioner-patient relationship, that vacuum needs to get filled in the patient's mind. And they're thinking, hey, where did he or she go? What happened? I haven't heard from them in a while. And what they'll do is they'll go find somebody else. They'll go find another practitioner. They'll just leave because you didn't nurture and stay in communication. Vital, thriving, healthy relationships exist only in the presence of regular communication. Another key point is to provide what I like to refer to as psychological safety. I think this is more important, even more important than communicating facts about their health, facts about a treatment option. Providing psychological safety is the way that you communicate to your patients that you get them. I understand what chronic pain is like because I had that. Or I understand what it feels like to be so exhausted that you don't want to get out of bed in the morning. I get it. So when you communicate to them, let them know that you get them, that we're all in this together, that they're safe with you. And then lastly, this one is the one that sometimes practitioners struggle with, and I hear it all the time, and that is financial safety. So we have psychological safety with our patients, but for us as practitioners, we need to make sure there is a financial safety net to get us through anything that comes up where we may have to close down for a few weeks or business just gets slow. You don't want to not be able to meet your payroll. I've been there, done that. I didn't pay payroll taxes for an entire year when I was in the thick of a financial disaster because I had to have the cash in order to keep my business open. If you want more about that, you can refer to episode number 2, where I go into that in detail. It's also on my about page on my website, which I'll link to all those in the show notes. But you don't want to not pay your payroll taxes. So if things get slow and you still have to pay payroll and you still have some obligations, you want to have that financial safety net. Now, what I hear from practitioners often is, how do I save money when I'm barely making it the way it is? That's a great question. But can you spare $10 or $20? It doesn't mean you have to set aside $500 a week or $1,000 a week or $5,000 a month. If you can, great, do it. Put it in a savings account. But the discipline of putting money aside starts with a $5 bill or a $10 bill or a $20 bill. And all of us can do that. Every person can do that. Make it an automatic transfer. Set it up with your bank so that every week, $20 goes from your checking account into a savings account. And pretty soon at the end of the first month, you've got $80 in there. And the next month, you've got $160. And the next month, and the next month, and the next month. And pretty soon, you start to see it grow. And psychologically, what happens, we get so excited because now we've got this safety net over here that's helping us feel much more secure when something uncertain may happen. I know I have that to rely on. You'll say, this week, I think I'm going to put $50 in there. And we put $50 in, and then the next week, it was a great week, and you think, oh, I'm going to put $100 in. And before long, you've got $1,000 in your safety net account. And then you have $2,000, and then you have $4,000, and you have $5,000, and you never even missed a beat. It's the act of the discipline of just setting that little bit aside to prepare for something that may happen that you could not foresee, because we could have never foreseen what's happened in 2020. So preparing is important to do now because we don't know what the future is going to look like. So to recap, preparation is sometimes the hardest thing to do because we don't want to think about the scary things that might happen in business or personal. What if I lose my home? What if I can't feed my family? What if vaccines become mandatory? What if? That's all glass half empty talk. And it may be real. I'm not discounting the fact that those are things we need to consider. But as it has to do with keeping your business on track and your mind and head in the game, there are a few key things that you need to do to be able to plan for the thing that may be out there waiting that you don't know about. All of these things are going to benefit you right now and create more confidence as you move forward so that you don't get caught in a situation where you think, oh my gosh, what happened? My business, I had to close it and I've not been collecting email addresses. Now, how do I communicate with my people? Oops, should have done that a long time ago. So that's why we're talking about this right now. So number one, go outside your business and start building connection within your community. That's the most important thing to start with. Build connections within your community, peer-to-peer, B2B, with nonprofit organizations, community events, whatever it is. And when you build those connections, you want to come from a place of serving and giving, not asking. We're going to play the long game. Secondly, go inside your practice to create that safety net and start communicating regularly with your patients. You've heard me say this before, and it's so vital and so true. Stay in communication. Don't create that silence vacuum where your patients think, oh, I was getting emails and now all of a sudden there's nothing. Don't let silence happen. Be committed and stay in regular communication. And then make sure that you're acknowledging and thinking about the psychological safety that they need to know that you have. In other words, you've got their back. You get it. You're thinking about them. You just want to make sure they're okay. You're not asking them to come in. You're not asking them to buy something. You just send them a quick email and say, hey, I was thinking about you. Or is your mom okay? I know she fell and broke her hip, and I just wanted to reach out and check on you and make sure you guys were doing okay. That's it. That creates safety. It's not just facts about the things and stuff. It's creating that psychological safety net between you and your patients or clients. And then lastly, create a financial safety net. Start by putting a little bit away every week, and it's just a non-negotiable. Doesn't matter. You'll be fine without $20. Whatever it is, if it's $100, if it's $500, wherever your financial capacity is, every week, without fail, money gets set aside. And before you know it, that little nest egg, that little financial safety net starts to grow so that if things do get tough and you get into a bind, you're not scrambling to try and make payroll or to pay yourself or take care of the people that you're responsible for. So now you have kind of an external safety net, an internal safety net with your patients, and then you have your own financial personal safety net. And that's how we prepare for uncertain times, because none of us can predict it. We couldn't have predicted it this year, and we're probably not going to be able to predict the future either. So let's do what we need to do now to prepare for whatever might be down the road, but keep your focus on the glass being half full, my friend. It's a way better place to live. So that's it for today. Thanks again for listening to the Clinical Entrepreneur Podcast. I love having you part of my community. I would love to hear from you. Please hit your favorite place where you subscribe and listen to these podcasts and leave us a review. I would love to hear your feedback on what you loved about the Clinical Entrepreneur Podcast. And if you have anything you want to hear about, I'd love to hear that too. You can always reach me on Instagram or Facebook by Messenger, direct message, Dr. Rhonda Nelson on both places. And if you'd like more resources or more information about what I do to help practitioners grow thriving, scalable, sustainable practices, be sure to visit my website, rhondanelson.com. Thank you again. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.